Rose has never seen such ancient-looking trees, not just tall, but also wide. They are majestic, queens of the forest. She wishes she knew the name of all the trees. Joe Blackmore probably does. Damn. She must stop thinking about him, especially as the memory of his gorgeous red-haired Meals on Wheels delivering Scottish wife makes her blush with shame. Rose takes pictures on her phone of trees, rocks, the blue sky through the canopy. Her eye is caught by a smaller trail leading off the main one, and feeling the call of the wild, she takes it. It's soon almost impassable, overgrown with gnarled banksia and bottle brush. She's about to turn around when she sees what looks like a clearing up ahead. Rose pushes through the undergrowth and emerges in a wide, round clearing. There's a low sandstone escarpment around part of it and a thick stand of trees around the rest. It's beautiful. At least, it should be beautiful. All the elements are right, but something is wrong. She looks around, searching for the source of a growing sense of dread. It's dead quiet. Nothing is moving. Not a leaf, not a blade of grass. There is no birdsong, no buzzing insects. Even though the sky is clear, a shadow like a mist falls in front of her eyes, and a foul smell fills her nostrils. She feels a surge of nausea. Rose starts to gag. The nausea is overwhelming, and the fear. She thinks that if she doesn't get out of here, she will die. She tries to figure out where she entered the clearing, but it all looks the same. Dense banksia, thorny scrub, high grass, bottle brush, all forming a natural barrier to escape. She's starting to panic when she thinks of Bob. If she dies out here, he won't get fed. She pulls herself together, forcing herself to picture where the escarpment was when she entered the clearing. On the opposite side, she remembers. She faces what she thinks is the right way, then reels with another wave of nausea. She looks down. Pine needles litter the ground. She looks for her footsteps. Finally, she finds her tracks and pushes through the bush back to the thread of a trail. Rose runs, branches slapping her face. As she puts some distance between herself and the clearing, the nausea fades. The shadow lifts. The awful smell evaporates, and she can hear a currawong call, then insects, and then the wind. She can breathe again. She gets back to the car, grateful, relieved, and vows never again to follow a trail that isn't marked, at least not alone. What an idiot. She could have fallen, and no one would ever find her. No one knew she was there. She needs to get back to Bob and her little cottage. Rose starts the car and peels out of the gravel road at speed. As she drives, she goes over possible explanations for what just happened. There might have been a dead animal nearby, something that gave off that horrible smell, but she didn't think that was it. It was almost as if the smell was in her head rather than the air, and she's reminded of feelings she's had in the past when visiting a place where something bad had happened. It was never this intense, but she does remember a vague feeling of dread inside a small church in Cornwall in England, where it turned out worshippers had died in a fire hundreds of years before. She wonders what terrible thing might have happened in the clearing she just left. As she emerges from the park into farmland, she turns on the radio and takes a deep breath, Debussy's soothing reverie filling the car. Her phone pings with a message. She glances at the screen. There's a voicemail from Blackmore. She had put his name in her contacts when she thought they might be calling each other socially. As Sam would say, epic fail. She could wait until she gets home, but instead she pulls over and listens to the message. It's Joe Blackmore. Call me as soon as you can. Rose wonders if Ray Mullen has burned her house down. She feels a twitch of anxiety, remembering that she left Bob asleep on the couch. With a trembling finger, she presses the button to return the detective's call. Rose, where are you? I'm on my way home. Did something happen? Did you speak to Anna Taradash yesterday? Yes, we were supposed to meet for coffee this morning, but she never showed up. There's a pause. Why? Rose asks. What's happened? The detective's voice is heavy as he says, She was found this morning, Rose. Anna Taradash is dead.